The holiday season is upon us, and there's a lot going on in Kentuckiana in the way of arts events and music. And a lot of that is being created by the Louisville Chorus. Daniel Spurlock is their music director, and he joins me here in the Classical 90.5 studio. Daniel, it's a busy time for you, isn't it?
It's a busy time, but it's a fun time. It's a lot of work, but a lot of fun, and it's very rewarding. I've had kind of a dream for several years to do a concert with chorus and brass, and I've called this With Brass and Voices. So we actually have members of the Louisville Philharmonia, the musicians' orchestra, from their brass section, and some colleagues of theirs playing with us on this concert, and the second one that will be repeated on December the 15th. And it's really exciting because we're doing a couple of antiphonal pieces. We're doing a Gabrielli, Gloria in Excelsis, and we're doing actually a fanfare that I wrote several years ago for another occasion for antiphonal brass with organ. And just a multitude of different kinds of pieces for Christmas. Some of them are very familiar. Some of them are not as familiar, but just beautiful, beautiful works using brass and voices. And then there'll be some a cappella in there as well. So,
is there any competing for volume with the brass? Because I know brass can be pretty loud.
When a brass group walks into the room, they're too loud. But this group is actually doing very well. They're good at playing with what I call an accompaniment sound, because there's in addition to playing softer, there's also an accompaniment sound, which is a little more transparent. And that's true whether it's a brass group or a full symphony orchestra or whatever. But they're doing a nice job of that, and the Louisville Chorus is kind of known for having a very big sound. So there's not a whole lot of competition, but every once in a while we do have to make adjustments. And the other challenge, of course, is the Church of the Immaculate Conception and the St. Bridget Church, where we will do the same concert on the 15th, are both wonderful acoustics, and they're very live. So you have to make sure that you accommodate for clarity and balance on that as well. But it's a little bit of a challenge, but they're doing it very well, and it's quite exciting.
Now, the program that you have on Saturday, December 8th, mm-hmm. is at St. Mary's Catholic Church in New Albany, and it's called Christmas Wonderland.
Saturday is the Christmas Wonderland. That's more of a family-oriented concert mm-hmm. where we're doing some sacred music and some secular music. It's designed for the family. We're going to have some string players. We'll have a small string orchestra, again, from the Louisville Philharmonia. And that's a concert where we kind of let down the formality of performances, and we're going to be dressed in Christmas sweaters. And I like to really engage the audience in that concert, the holiday pops or the Christmas Wonderland. We'll invite children. I'll have some of the children and young people come up and play some bells, do a little singing with us. Sometimes I might be able to coax a dad or a mom to come up and actually conduct the chorus while the kids are participating. We've had a lot of fun in the past doing those, and it's a very just a fun, relaxing time to get into the Christmas spirit and the holiday spirit, and it's very engaging. We really engage the audience a lot on that. We'll be doing, you know, the standard Jingle Bells, What Child Is This, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, those kinds of tunes, if you will, that everybody has as favorites.
Well, how's the choir, the Louisville Chorus choir, how much do they enjoy doing these concerts? I imagine it must be a special time for them.
They enjoy it. They have, you know, it's a very busy time for the chorus during the Christmas season, but all of our singers really get into it, and they have a good time, and I don't have to do any coaching with our singers in terms of, now when I bring a youngster up from the audience, do this, this, and this. They know how to interact, and they do a very good job of interacting with the audience on like, for example, the Christmas Wonderland concert. So they really enjoy it. They have a good time with it. And then they really like singing the Christmas music in the more formal concerts, because we do not only the very familiar Christmas songs, if you will, but things that aren't quite as familiar but are very much of a celebration of Christmas, like the Gloria in Excelsis mm-hmm. by Gabrielli, which will be antiphonal for chorus mm-hmm. and brass, and so on, a lot of pieces like that. So they get very involved in the music. They're very good at that, and they certainly enjoy it. And it's tiring. It really is, you know, to be honest. But that's the part of the fun of it, is to get out there and really reach the community in good Christmas music with good Christmas spirit in the music that we sing.
We're talking to Daniel Spurlock, music director of Louisville Chorus. They've got three programs, three performances, December 8th and also December 9th and December 15th, all available, the information available at louisvilleorchestra.org, and we'll put a post on our website as well at WOL.org. You have also a new compact disc out, don't you?
Yes, it was just released last month, and it's called As I Went to Bethlehem. We were getting so many calls from all the way across the country, and you know, West Coast and East Coast and in between, about our Christmas from the Heart CD, of which we long ago sold out. And there were several pieces of music on that CD that people still wanted to have access to, and they wanted a copy of the Christmas from the Heart CD. We ran out. So we decided to go ahead and add some new things. We recorded some new pieces, and we brought in a couple of pieces from live concerts that we've done in the last couple of years at Christmas time, and then moved over some of the favorites that are being requested for the phone calls from across the nation, and created this new CD called As I Went to Bethlehem. And it just came out, and we're very excited about it. It's going very well.
Was that because these were pieces that weren't available on other recordings, or
right,
just the performances?
Right. Well, performances, a couple of them are pieces that were composed. I mean, I composed a couple of them, and I had some other people do the same. And so they were more locally known. But because the CD got out nationwide, we had a couple of national radio networks that played them. People are calling and still calling after all these years, because that CD came out several years ago. So we decided to resurrect some of those pieces and then, of course, add some new ones.
Excellent. Well, that CD is As I Went to Bethlehem. I assume it's also available at LouisvilleChorus.org.
Yes.
And
yes,
probably at your performances this weekend as
well.
That's
correct, yes.
Again, that's Louisville Chorus on Saturday, December 8th with Christmas Wonderland and Holiday Pops in New Albany. And then Christmas at Immaculate Conception on Sunday, December 9th. And that program will be at Christmas at St. Bridget on Saturday, December 15th in Louisville. So,
correct.
All the information available at LouisvilleChorus.org, and we'll have a link on WUOL.org. Daniel, you're having a busy time, so hope your voice stays strong throughout the holiday season, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you, Alan. Thank you very much.